on 882 6PR Weekend Breakfast with Michael Genovese and Carmen Braidwood.
Carms, our listeners are so rich that none of them actually take measures to save money.
Apparently.
You saved a couple of bucks at Aldi by spending half an hour in there while your warm soda water, which cost 72 cents, chilled out with
it was
the ice creams.
CYO, chill your own.
Did you see anyone else doing the same thing as you? Is there a community of soda water chillers at Aldi?
Clearly not. We're innovators. We started this and other people, I mean, I'm sorry, Aldi, we're going to open you up to this now. People are going to, you're going to start finding random bottles of soft drink in places they're not supposed to be just to chill them down.
There'll be a Facebook group, the Aldi Chillers, you can join. If you save a buck, tell us how, 922 11882, because we'll give away this family pass to go and see Fremantle taking on Collingwood. James Streeter pushing the buttons here. A mate of yours knows how to save a buck.
He drives everywhere with a footstool in the back of his car.
Why?
The reason he drives with a footstool in the back of his car is so that each time he fills up the car at the petrol station, you know the little kink at the top of the pipe of the hose?
Yeah.
Well, he will take the footstool out of the back and stand on it so that he can get every last drop of petrol at the top of the hose that he believes is his.
Because
when you stop the pump, he believes the petrol is still there, but you have bought that. It just hasn't gone into the car. So he will stand there and unkink the entire hose.
That is good.
So your friend is not only getting the petrol he paid for, but he's getting, for example, my petrol
exactly.
as well that I haven't, just because he brings a footstool. That's brilliant.
And he's probably paid for the footstool three times over by now.
And I've heard of people that do not buy meat. They drive around and just get roadkill.
No, you have not.
Do people do that?
They refuse to pay for meat. They just get the roadkill and take it home.
No,
that's a question for our listeners. Does anyone eat roadkill? 922 11882.
Or other ways to save a buck. Rachel Smith might know a few ways, author of Underspent. Rachel, what are some of the ways that people save money that you mentioned in your book?
So one of the things is to not buy just for the sake of buying things. And you were just talking about Aldi. So I guess like the middle aisle at Aldi is a prime place just to buy things because we've seen them and they look nice. So we're like, oh, I'll buy that. So basically just not buying just for the sake of it. And one of the other big things to save money is to not impulse shop. So we all go out at lunchtime or to buy our flat white halfway through the morning and we might see like a dress or a book or a magazine or some electricals and we just impulse shop. And those are the really two big ways that we really do spend money. So it's, okay, there are some really good hacks around that can help you save money, but if you can quit the buying just for the sake of buying and the not impulse, you know, impulse shop all the time, that's where you're really going to save the big bucks.
So, yeah, you talk about impulse buying, Rachel. I mean, some of those stores are just set up to just take advantage of us by putting all the chockies right next to the checkout.
Yeah, exactly. And there's the stuff when you go in and the stuff as you're leaving. And so we're just buying, we might go to buy one thing and we come out having bought 10 things.
Rachel,
and also,
you've written a whole book about what people do to save money. Have you ever heard of anybody keeping a stool in the back of their car to unkink the fuel?
I haven't heard of that, no. But it's, you know, it's all things work for all different people. So if they're happy doing that and that's important for them, then good for them, yeah.
What are some of the other methods that people use to save money or perhaps to beat, you know, those impulses?
So I think it's also about the awareness. So I write down everything that I spend in a book and people go, well, that's boring.
Everything, Rachel.
Everything.
So if it's the petrol bowser for you, you write down the exact figure that you've spent
exactly.
on what day and what time.
Yeah.
There are apps for this as well on your phone, right?
There are, yeah. But I find that actually the act of writing it down makes me think, oh, did I really need that?
Yeah.
And also 85% of people in Australia have no idea how much they're spending every day, week, month or year. So I guess if you can write down and you're not just buying for the sake of it because it's in Aldi or Target or wherever it is you see it, then that's when you really make the savings. It's not the, you know, eating roadkill or eating, you know, feeding your family for $20 a week that's going to make you have some financial security. It's the actually really understanding about your spending that's really going to change things.
It's a discipline thing, isn't it, Rachel? And I mean,
we
all work so hard to earn our money and then
And seem to part with it pretty quickly,
yeah,
don't we?
At times, I do it as well. You just on a whim, you'll just spend X amount of money on something you really didn't need, and then you feel like a bit of an idiot for doing it. All right. Well, Rachel Smith, author of Underspent, what other tidbits from your book that our listeners can benefit from?
So I have a waiting list. So if I see something, if I saw something at Aldi today, I'd write it down on my 90-day waiting list. So I wait. So if I see like a dress or some shoes or some books, I wait. And some people say 90 days is way too long. And I say to people, well, just wait for like 24 hours or 7 days. And so if you see something today, write it down in the notes section of your phone. And if you still want it this time next week, then go for it. Go and buy it. But it's basically about giving ourselves like a cooling off time to think, do I just want that now? Or do I really want to need it next week, next month, in a couple of months' time?
Author of Underspent, Rachel Smith, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
All about willpower, I guess, Carms.
Yeah, I guess so. Steve, how do you save a buck?
No idea. But she just every negative thing she just said was pretty much me.
Good on you, Steve.
Except for the roadkill. I don't do roadkill. Yeah.
What do you reckon about carrying a stool in your car, Steve, just to get that extra couple of drops of petrol into the vehicle?
If I saw that guy, I can't say on air what I would probably say to him. Seriously, you can go too far and make yourself look a little bit stupid, I think. But hey, anyhow,
Steve, if you're at Aldi shopping and you bumped into Carmen Braidwood, just sort of chilling out, not really doing anything because she's waiting for her 72-cent water to chill, would you say g'day or would you just sort of keep your eyes on the ground and walk past her?
Yeah, I would say g'day, possibly, but I wouldn't be in Aldi, I don't think, anyway. It's not really a shop I go to, so I'm probably she's probably pretty safe from me. But you talked about the chockies leading up to the aisles. I don't know if you know, but that's actually called the Gruen Transfer, and that's where the TV show got its name from.
Ah, right,
so
that
the
concept.
Little bits that lead up, the little bits that lead up to the aisles that get you to impulse spend came up by a guy whose surname was Gruen, and it's called the Gruen Transfer. And it's actually psychologically done and everything, and the TV show took its name from that principle.
I didn't know that, Steve. Thank you for informing us. He must have been an evil genius, Mr. Gruen, and he's absolutely nailed every single one of us,
yeah,
I reckon.
That's right. Yeah, never bought so many copies of Women's Day or any of those other ones, the really trashy ones, that I have at the checkout waiting
Mars
to go
bars.
Through.
Yeah. Chewing gum stuff you
Self-service
really don't need.
Has helped Steve, avoid that.
How do you save a buck? What do you get up to?
Stay home, lock the doors. That's pretty much the only way. There's no point me trying to tell you I'm saving a buck. I've just spent the last 2 hours spending money, and I just bought a hedge trimmer that I had no intention of buying. So no point talking to me about the subject, to be
Fair
honest.
Fair enough,
so,
Steve.
Yeah.
Right. He's stepped into the confessional this morning, isn't he, Steve? He's just been honest.
All right,
don't save money at all.
Yeah, good luck with the hedge trimmer. Big weekend up next for you. 922-11882 is our talkback number. We're giving away the family pass to go and see Freo and Collingwood. How do you save a buck? And we were talking earlier about games that you used to play back in the day. I threw up nutball. You didn't actually. Oh, hopscotch was yours.
Yeah. Hide and seek. We had a version of hide and seek, which was called 40-40 Home. Did anyone else play that one?
No.
Definitely prime 80s stuff. And I, again, don't really remember the rules, but I do remember that if you got home to the home base, you would have to scream, 40-40 Home! And
Lantern Stalk, that was one that I used to play.
Anyway, Lantern Stalk.
We're taking your calls about which games you played and how you save a buck. 922-11882, the Rottnest Island Swim. We're heading over to the island now. No, Gareth Parker hasn't made it yet. We're going to talk to a couple of locals on the island. Probably, I'd say, the busiest day of the year for everyone over there. 25 to 10.